Hi, this is Denise LaRosa, and you're listening to Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa, a podcast show created by a mom for moms. I do not take for granted that you have a lot on your plate, yet you are taking the time to listen to my show. I am truly grateful. Be sure to stay connected by visiting www.denisenlarosa.com, following me on Twitter at @DeniseNLaRosa, and liking my Facebook page, Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa. It is my hope that Mom Talk with Denise LaRosa will motivate, inspire, and inform you along your journey in motherhood. So let's dive in. Have you ever heard of a business concept and said to yourself, why didn't I think of that? Well, that's exactly what I said whenever I heard of Dean and Grace. Co-owner Sarah Peek and Whitney Normo, both stay-at-home moms turned entrepreneurs, were tired of shopping at the mall with their kids in tow. After one of those made-for-TV experiences of kids crying and screaming in the store, they decided that there had to be an easier way to shop. Over a cup of coffee, the idea came to create the most simplistic shopping experience imaginable. Shopping by text. It's easy, it's fun, and it leaves more time for the things that matter most. Are you a mother who has dreams of starting a business with a friend? Well, Sarah and Whitney offer you tips on how to do business with your friend while maintaining a close relationship and how to juggle working from home and motherhood.
I'm just so excited about Dean and Grace. Like, it's just brilliant. And just like I said when I did the giveaway, you see these businesses out there, and there's some that just, you look at it and you're like, why didn't I think of that? That's brilliant. And that's Dean and Grace to me. So first of all, my hat's off to you because awesome job creating a business that is a service that we really could use. And it's just brilliant the way it's set up. So great job.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Sure. So I guess the first question is going to be on the mom side. So I'll ask each of you, what have you learned about yourself by becoming a mother?
As becoming a mother? Well, yes. Let's see. I've learned a lot about patience and time management. I think those have been two of my biggest attributes from learning to be a mother. When I first had my child, I was working full-time as a teacher, so it was, you know, I found that it was difficult to manage between both of being a mother and working. So, you know, learning how to pace my time with my child and separating that with work was a little difficult, but throughout the first few years, I learned that, and that's kind of added to help me, as I've been growing with Dean and Grace, also learn how to manage my time.
Awesome. So, Sarah, what were you doing before becoming a mompreneur, I guess I should say?
Sure. So before I did Dean and Grace, I was working as a financial planner, and I'm actually still doing that a little bit. But really, it's a lot of, don't have any interaction with people or clients. I pretty much just work behind a computer screen all day. And to me, that was like not really getting, you know, any creative juices out of my system and stuff. And so that's really, you know, part of why we created Dean and Grace, was because when you're like the business owner, you get to do all sorts of different things. Like every day is different for us. We get to, you know, do a little bit of marketing. We get to do a little bit of financial. We get to do a little bit of, you know, even like legal stuff, sorting through all that. So every day for us is different. And that's what I love about it. So it's very different than a behind the desk type of job.
Yeah, that's so cool. So let's break this down for our listeners, because if you don't know about Dean and Grace, you are about to learn, and I highly encourage you go to the website, deanandgrace.com. So, ladies, how did you come up with this whole concept for Dean and Grace?
Well, you know, Sarah and I both had come from previous careers, and Sarah and I both like to work, and we like to, you know, have goals and motivations, not only with being a mother, but also outside of that. And so, you know, we sat around one day, and we thought, gosh, you know, we want to create something that we would like to do together and create it so it could help other moms. And so, you know, Sarah and I have both been to the mall frequently with our children, and it's been an absolute disaster. We get nothing done. We don't have time to really look for stuff. And so we thought to ourselves, just got to create a way that's easy for moms to get a hold of unique items without having to search and waste their time when they could be doing productive things with their children, because shopping just isn't really that important. So why don't we find things and bring directly to them? And so then that's when the idea kind of spiraled into one, and we just created text message shopping. We thought of other things out there that were successful in terms of shopping with moms, such as you hear about all these Facebook auctions and things like that, and we just kind of tried to create the idea around that.
That is so cool. That's just awesome. I just love that you both are doing this together as a team, And what is that like to do business together? Because this is the first time I've had a team actually on the show. So what has that experience been like for both of you?
Yeah, so I would say we definitely wouldn't have Dean and Grace if it weren't for the fact that there's two of us doing it. A, because there's just so much work, it could not be done with just one person. But secondly, just the support behind it, you know, having each other. Whitney and I, we've been friends. We met in kindergarten and stuff, so we go way back. But, you know, our personalities really are different from each other, but that's very beneficial to us. So, you know, this is Sarah, I do more of the, like, you know, I'll come up with, like, this grand idea and, like, a big thinking, big picture thing that sounds, like, kind of crazy. And then Whitney will, like, bring it back down to, like, a more realistic place where we really need to be. And so she focuses a lot on, like, details that I miss. You know, we both kind of help each other. It seems like whenever one of us is getting kind of down or, you know, a little bit negative, then the other one, you know, picks back up with enthusiasm and stuff. So we definitely would not, there would be no Dean and Grace if it weren't for the fact that we work together. Even just like logistically, you know, both of our husbands work and their careers are pretty demanding. And so even like just from that standpoint, you know, like there'll be times where I'm just like, if one of us has a sick kid or something like that, like we have to refocus on our kids and stuff like that. And the other one will pick up and say, well, you know, I can do this today. I can do this for you. And so logistically as well, it's really good to have a partner.
Right. It sounds, that seems, it's funny because we often joke, it's like we're married to each other in a lot of ways. I mean, but you know,
yeah,
we make a lot of decisions together and have to do a lot of financial planning together about our situation. And it does sometimes, you know, we feel that way. Yeah. But we're up there to support each other, which has been great.
That's incredible. I love that because I feel like even if you don't have a business partner, you definitely need a team. It's the same thing. To me, it's the same concept as motherhood. Motherhood and being in business, to me, you should not have to go through the process or the journey by yourself.
Right.
You're always, there's things that you really can take a lot from different perspectives and in turn become a better mother, a better business person. So I just love that. That's so inspiring. And then you were talking about the demanding jobs that your husbands have. Now, Whitney, your husband is in the military, correct?
Yes. He's in the military and he spends, since we've been married, I'm pretty sure we've spent about half the time away from each other. So and we'd move a lot, and that's part of the reason why I left my initial career with teaching was we were constantly moving. And sometimes we move on a yearly basis, and it made it difficult for me to be a mother and to have a job full time. So this creation of Dean and Grace has been amazing for me because I've been able to do both and move. I can move and still do Dean and Grace, which has been a blessing because it was very difficult to do that in a teaching career.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that just totally gave me goosebumps because I cannot think of how much pressure that totally came off your shoulders by creating something like this. I mean, that's just wonderful.
More with Sarah and Whitney after this brief message. iMemories offers a host of media transfer and conversion services for videos, photos, negatives, and slides, tools that make it easy for anyone to create professional-looking videos, and a premium online service that makes sharing your memories with friends and family easy. The box you send iMemories holds more than video cassettes, film reels, and pictures. It's full of irreplaceable images and memories. To keep them safe, iMemories engineered advanced technology and process to track every media asset through its entire life cycle at iMemories. iMemories also offers safe photo and video sharing in the cloud. Be sure to visit www.deniseinlarosa.com and click on the iMemories banner to enjoy some special rates on this priceless service. Preserve your memories today with iMemories.
So, you know, I'm hearing both of you, and I'm getting inspired myself, and I know that a lot of women, mothers in particular, have these great business ideas, but unfortunately, many of those ideas are just left on paper, and they don't go beyond that point. So what do you ladies credit for pushing you to make this dream a reality?
Well, I think there's a couple things. I mean, one we already kind of talked about, but, you know, having each other, because I think sometimes, you know, you get these great ideas, but it's very intimidating to, like, actually do anything about it and to get started. And when you have somebody to do it with you, it's just kind of like a little bit more of that security feeling. It's like, you know, you can succeed together, or you can fail together, and you just don't feel so alone. So, I mean, one of my suggestions to moms would be, you know, maybe team up with somebody different from you, somebody that has different talents and can add, you know, different value. and do it together. So that's one way you could get started. Another thing that, you know, it's just taking the courage to do it. We, you know, obviously discussed it with our husbands because it is so, like, now just a day-to-day part of our life. So, you know, we talked it over with them, and both of them were really supportive and really encouraging about that. So that was helpful, too. And even extended family, you know, we have grandparents. Like, today, we both have our parents watching our kids while we get some work done. So, I mean, it really, you know, again, like motherhood, it takes a whole village. And so getting a team in place would be, you know, I think the first step to taking your idea from paper to actual, you know, real world.
Right. I often tell Sarah I would never, ever, ever have done this. Well, she's a good idea creator, but I would never have done anything of this sort by myself. You know, it's something that, and there's so many moms out there that do it by themselves, and it's amazing. And I constantly am thinking, gosh, they have the courage. Gosh, they have the initiative to do this, because if it wasn't for having Sarah, I don't think I would have done this by any means to this extent.
Yeah, I mean, it is a huge undertaking. And when you're, it's almost like it really is like a second, third, maybe fourth baby, you know, depending on how many children you have, you know, your business does become your baby, and it requires a lot of TLC, a lot of your time. And I just am so inspired that the two of you are doing this together. You're traveling this journey together. And that's just great advice. I love that, to have the team in place. And you know, like, isn't it the case with also with motherhood, you need a team?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you know, I think those go hand in hand, because especially for me and Whitney, that, you know, one of us will work while the other one watches the kids and stuff like that. But it's more just about the support. We work with moms from like all over the country. I mean, we work with a lot of other moms who are, you know, designers of clothes or other marketing moms and stuff like that, you know. So it's been a supportive way to meet other moms and help each other, you know. And we even have like a lot of moms shop with us, and they love the fact that we support, you know, other moms. So even some women that we've never met, we feel like, you know, they're like our best friends over, you know, over email and just from social media and working together so closely.
Oh, that's incredible. And I just have to say, the items that you have available, men's, women's, and kids' items, are just so unique. They are so now, you know, it's just really such a neat way to shop. And I guess if you don't mind touching on that a little bit, like where the actual items come from, because I love that concept.
We have all sorts of different types of designers. I mean, we have a lot of designers who are your mom-owned business, who create a lot of handmade things that want to expose their product, and we think that moms would like them, so we help them expose their product, you know, using this method. But then we also have some bigger companies that work with us as well. So we have a variety of things. We, you know, we started with just kids item, and then we had such a great response with that. We decided to expand to women's. We had an even greater response with that, both from vendors wanting to sell with us and people interested in purchasing items. So then we have just opened our men's line, which we're still in the process of establishing and, you know, expanding on. But all of these items, a lot of them are uniquely made. They're not stuff that you'll typically find at the mall. You know, we try to get a vast variety of different things to sell with us.
Yeah, and one of the things that we've done recently is we've changed how we text products out to our customers. So, for example, when somebody signs up, they tell us, you know, what kind of things that they want to receive text for. So, you know, if you're a woman, there's like four different categories of shopping that you can do with us. You know, there's women's jewelry, then there's women's home goods, there's women's apparel. So you can tell us, you know, I really like to buy things for my home. I want to sign up for the women's home goods group, et cetera. So that's kind of been cool, and that's helped us as we curate products to bring to our customers. You know, we kind of look, okay, well, what do our customers, you know, asking to see and stuff? And then we find products kind of to fill that niche.
Oh, that is so neat. Oh, my goodness. Talk about convenience. And I love it, ladies. You can't make it any easier for us. I love that.
More with Sarah and Whitney after this brief message. Do you ever feel overwhelmed as a mother? Do you find yourself wondering if you have what it takes to raise your children to be their best selves? If so, you are not alone. We mothers give so much of ourselves that we often neglect to nurture our own needs. I want my ebook, Inspired by Motherhood, to give you that boost of emotional clarity and peace that you need to keep moving forward, especially on those days when you feel like you can barely put one foot in front of the other. Get some momspiration by purchasing your copy today. Available at www.deniseinlarosa.com.
So I guess I will end this interview by asking, How can people find out more about Dean and Grace and even sign up? Because I highly encourage you to sign up for this service.
Sure, right. We have a variety of ways that you can actually join Dean and Grace, and it's very easy. It's completely free to join. You can always opt out at any time. Basically, when you sign up, you're just signing up to get some different texts. Typically, you don't get them every day. You may get a few a week, depending on how many groups you sign up for, texts of things that you want to purchase. So you can visit our website at www.deanandgrace.com, or you can simply text, just like you would text message a friend, to the number 76000, and you type in the words join DG. And at that point, it'll ask you to take a quiz that tells us what you like to shop for. We'll put you in those groups, and you start getting texts.
Cool. Sounds great. And I lied. I said that was the last question, but I have to squeeze in one more, if you don't mind, ladies.
Sure.
I have, you know, this quote that I absolutely love by Jill Churchill on my website. There is no perfect way to be a mother and a million ways to be a good one. So I guess I'll ask each of you, if you could give one piece of advice to mom, what would it be?
That's funny, because when we were doing the research for this podcast, I looked up, you know, your website, and I saw that, and I was like thinking how neat of a quote that was, and I had never heard it before. So that's interesting. But I guess my piece of advice to moms, and this is coming after I have two kids, and the oldest one is 4 now, so I wouldn't have said this at the beginning, but now I would say my best advice is to take care of yourself as a mother, because it makes you a better mom. But it took me a while to realize, you know, I'm more than only a mom. I'm also, you know, a wife to my husband and a friend to my friends and, you know, a daughter, a sister, you know, an entrepreneur. I'm all of these things. And so if you don't take care of yourself, nobody else is going to do it. So even if that's just like 30 minutes a day to yourself to like read a book or, you know, watch like a junky TV show or whatever, you know, eat ice cream, like whatever it is, you know, that kind of makes you, you know, just feel relaxed and stuff. So I would say that would be my best advice, is to take care of yourself as a mom, because so often you're, you know, putting your kids first, which, you know, you should, because they're, especially my kids are 4 and 2. They can't do, you know, hardly anything for themselves. Everything they need help with from me, you know, so it would be really easy to get lost in that. But that's what I would say would be to take care of yourself and do things that you enjoy too. And it'll make you a better mom in the process.
Oh, I love that.
And I also feel, and I had kind of touched on this at the beginning of the interview, but that as a mom, it's so easy to get consumed in everything going on around you. And sometimes I feel, at the end of the day, I feel guilty. I'm like, have I spent enough time with my child today? You know, have I sat down and played games with my child? Have I helped him learn today? What have I done to help enhance my child becoming a better person? And so I always try every day to take some time with him specifically, so I can do that, because it's easy to get wrapped up in the computer doing work or cleaning or cooking something, or, you know, and just spending that one-on-one time. So it goes kind of back to that time management, planning my day out so I intentionally am giving my child my best every day while doing all the other things. So it's a difficult task, but I think that's important to figure out how you can manage your time to best do that.
Yeah, and you know what, ladies? Like, both pieces of advice were a perfect complement of each other. It really truly is about finding a rhythm. I know, like, Carrie Wilkerson, I interviewed her a while back, and that's what she was saying, like, you just find a rhythm, you know, like a balancing between caring for yourself, caring for your children, and also really tapping into the many different sides of you, because it is easy, especially when you have little ones, because I have a 2-year-old and a 7-month-old as we speak, and it's so easy to kind of lose yourself and get so invested. And I mean, I totally agree, Sarah. You know, they need you. Like, you have to be there. But I think a part of what makes you a good mother is balancing between nurturing and caring for yourself. And then I think in turn, you'll have that energy and that excitement whenever you take Whitney's advice and spend time, quality time with your child. So I just love that. It's just amazing. I can tell you two work so well together.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I would say 98% of the time, 98% of the time we work well together. I mean, it's kind of like a marriage, like Whitney said. I mean, there are definitely, like, maybe there's been a couple times where, you know, that other 2% will sneak in. And, you know, it's mostly just because we're tired or exhausted or something, or just have different ideas. And, you know, that's, you know, sometimes what makes it great.
But the bottom line is,
hey,
we never really,
we tend to never let it ruin our friendship, which is, you know, you hear a lot of times people go into business together with each other, and we always go back to the point when we do have disagreements or, you know, or challenging times. Okay, what is the basis of why we started this? It's our friendship. So we can't let that go, because once that's gone, then we have a huge problem and this business will not succeed. So even when we do have the disagreements, we go back to, just like in a marriage, what did our foundation start with? A friendship, you know?
Yeah, and one little tip of advice for mompreneurs for that, you know, we also said at the beginning, we said, since there's two of us, obviously, you know, it's 50-50. We said we need to create some kind of third party here ahead of time, so that if we do have a disagreement on, you know, pricing or marketing idea or whatever that is, you know, we have like a third party tiebreaker, somebody that we can both trust, somebody that, you know, has some business expertise and things like that. So, you know, that's a good idea for anybody that's going into business, especially with a friend, because it's just not worth anything, any negative effects, you know, on your friendship. So,
wow, that's brilliant. Oh my goodness, that's absolutely brilliant. And I just commend both of you, because, hey, we all know how girls can be, even the closest of friends or sisters. So if you get along 98% of the time, that is huge. That is amazing. So, but that's such brilliant advice, because then you can't really be mad at each other. You have that third party, and that I don't know if you would say moderator, but you have that person like that will be the tiebreaker. So you can't really get mad at each other, you know. And then you have someone that has the experience and the know-how. So that is awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate you taking out the time to do the interview, and just continue on this journey. We will continue to follow you and sign up and get some awesome clothes without the stress.
All right, great. Thank you, Denise. We appreciate speaking with you as well.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to stay in touch with me by visiting www.deniseinlarosa.com, where you can sign up for my newsletter, get some valuable mommy resources, and giveaways. You can also follow me on Twitter at Denise in La Rosa, on Facebook, Mom Talk with Denise La Rosa, and or email me at Denise@deniseinlarosa.com. You have been listening to Mom Talk with Denise La Rosa. I will leave you with this quote by Albert Camus. Don't walk behind me, I may not lead. Don't walk in front of me, I may not follow. Just walk beside me and be my friend. Thank you for listening.